Asia.
The South China Sea. Not the usual drill. Tensions mount dangerously in contested waters.
Barack Obama's tour of four countries in Asia late last month was supposed to reassure America's friends of its commitment to the region and to deter China from provocations in its many territorial disputes. In the South China Sea, at least, the tactic has not worked. China's quarrel with Vietnam, which had been dormant in recent months, flared up dangerously this week, and a new front opened in China's continuing tussle with the Philippines over different parts of the sea. Vietnam first. China sent its new $1 billion rig, the Hyang Shiyu 981, to drill for oil in waters that Vietnam regards as inside the Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, it is entitled to under the International Law of the Sea. Vietnam demanded that the rig be withdrawn and sent nearly 30 Coast Guard vessels to try to stop it starting work. A protective Chinese flotilla repulsed them, ramming one and firing water cannon at others. China has declared a 3-mile exclusion zone around the rig, larger than is normal. It insists the rig is operating in its own waters. It appears to claim that the area is within the EEZ, attached to an island chain it controls, which China calls Shisha and the Vietnamese Hoang Sa. The islands, the Paracels in English, have been occupied by China since 1974, when it drove out the former South Vietnamese regime. Vietnam still regards them as part of its territory. As always, China's claim is hazy. It produces maps with a vast U-shaped area covering almost the entire South China Sea, enclosed in a 9-dash line, which it says gives it historic rights to the land and perhaps the water inside. This uncertainty has created tension in various parts of the sea, where the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei and Taiwan also have claims. The dispute with the Philippines is the most active. That, too, intensified this week when the Philippines arrested 15 Chinese fishermen for poaching hundreds of endangered turtles in what it sees as its own waters. Mr. Obama's trip was marked by a beefing up of America's security ties with the Philippines, but not by an explicit American commitment to back it in the South China Sea. Vietnam is not an American ally, although relations have warmed in recent years, partly because of Vietnam's fear of China. America has condemned China's provocative drilling plans, but may prove powerless to thwart them. That could undo whatever progress Mr. Obama made on the reassurance front.